Hi there. The word for you today is on the Potter's Plan. In Jeremiah 18, verse 6, reading from the Message, you find these words: in the same way that this potter works his clay, I work on you. Look, in the good times, it's easy for all of us to see that we're making progress. But when the tough times come, we're prone to feel like we're not making any progress at all. We react to things like pain and loss and adversity by consulting our feelings or emotions instead of looking into God's Word for answers. Please understand this. This is important. At all times, you are securely in God's hands. Jeremiah 18, verse 6, the King James Version says, "As the clay is in the potter's hand, so are you in my hand." So you're a work in progress. And the crucial thing isn't your circumstances or feelings, but the potter's commitment to finish what he has begun. Paul references this Philippians 1 verse 6 saying, "He who has begun a good work in you will complete it unto the day of Jesus Christ." So here are two things to remember while you're on the wheel, spinning around, and the potter's at work. Number one, the potter has the right to mold you and make you what he wants. Nothing can prevent him from making you into what he wants you to become. He's an expert at turning lumps of clay into objects of value and beauty and usefulness. Romans 9:21, "Does not the potter have power over the clay from the lump to make one vessel for honor?" Your job is to stay on the wheel and let God, and he will, make you into what he desires you to be. And number two, the potter has an individual plan for each lump of clay. It's the potter, not the clay, who determines the end product. And it's the same way with the Holy Spirit. He determines your gift, your role in the church, and your function in the body of Christ. So, discover the potter's plan and submit to him today.